We're reading select excerpts from the sources on the topic of everything is attained with the force of prayer. We're in item number 7. Excerpt number 7.
The prayer has to be a whole prayer from the bottom of the heart. The prayer must be a complete prayer from the bottom of the heart. This means that one knows 100% that there was no one in the world who can help him but the Creator himself. Yet, how does one know this, that no one will help him but the Creator himself? One can acquire that awareness precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the sake of the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of the heart, and then the Creator can hear his prayer. I'll read it again. By Bala Sulam Shamati. The prayer must be a complete prayer. A request for the Creator. It has to be complete. What does it mean? From the bottom of the heart. What does that mean? This means that one knows 100% that there is no one in the world who can help him but the Creator himself. Yet, how does one know this? That no one will help him but the Creator himself. One can acquire that awareness precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal, everything, and it did not help him. Meaning he reaches total, final despair. Zero, none, nothing. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the sake of the Creator. Invest everything. Then, if you invest everything, one can pray from the bottom of the heart. And then, only then, the Creator hears his prayer. Meaning, the way is actually very simple. No patsufim, olamot, worlds. We should know about it a bit, just in order to know what we're included of. What preparations we have inside. And it's all in one confusion and a shattering. But eventually, we need one thing. That we need to always yearn and yearn and yearn for connection and always get disappointed from it. Right? Until we reach a state that only the Creator can connect between us. And then we explode in a true prayer, and the Creator will hear our prayer. Gilad, read it, please.
Again, excerpt number 7. The prayer must be a complete prayer, meaning from the bottom of the heart. This means that one knows 100% that there is no one in the world who can help him but the Creator himself. Yet how does one know this, that no one will help him but the Creator himself? One can acquire that awareness precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal, and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the sake of the Creator. Then, one can pray from the bottom of the heart, And then the Creator hears his prayer.
No.
Well, let's ruin all these nice words by Bala Sulam with PT-19's question.
He said it nicely. It gives an impression, you know, that it's all opposite to our intellect. Usually, when a person goes to pray, when he wants to pray, he attains it. Here he's telling me, no, go, first of all, get despaired, broke, let him break you.
Do you want anything?
Yes, I'm asking you, why do you have to come to despair to cancel this? Let's see, break, despair completely.
Oh, so that's enough. Zvika has a nice question and a short one, right? He's asking, why do I need to be completely shattered in order to ask in the right way? And then the Creator will answer. Why do I need to be completely shattered?
Complete despair.
What does that mean? That I know that I myself can do anything, and no one can do anything but the Creator Himself. And then I feel that I'm before Him naked and asking Him in all my forces, and also I don't have forces and I don't understand and no form because I've asked for thousands of time and nothing helped me. But now I reach a state from a complete zero that I cry out. And this cry works on the Creator, it influences him, and then he hears.
But what does he need that for, actually?
That's something else. We're learning here about the conditions. What state we have to reach in order to receive help and correction from the Creator. That's it. More than that, there's nothing to ask. You reach that, you'll understand more. Okay, Holland.
Yes, thank you, Ralph. Good morning. Ralph, I have a question about this this process in where we exert all our powers to come to this broken state. In this process to come to this broken state are really also states where there's a lot of darkness and confusion. Can you perhaps open up this a bit so we don't get so lost towards this broken state? Because I have the feeling that sometimes we lose a lot of
time.
No. If we will not be lost, it won't be a shattered state. Every time we need to feel as much as we're low, worthless, miserable, don't understand that we have nothing and there's no chance and the confusion is way beyond our head. Every time, more and more. And a person needs to go through even a moment or a bit more by not knowing what to do. What'll be with me? Nothing. And then in such a way, he corrects that part of the shattering and again starts supposedly to do something as if he has more hope and more until comes again the feeling of the shattering and helplessness and so on and so on. And many times in this way until he reaches a state that he has nothing anymore, zero. That's a state. There's no happier state in man's world when despaired of his own forces, right? As Bala Sulam writes. Then he has nothing to do, and his cry is true. And not like a baby just crying every moment as if he lost his whole world. Then the Creator can hear your prayer.
So these states should also be for us as new each time.
Yeah, of course. The despair is new every time. It's deeper. It's more confusing, more helpless, that there's no hope, that there is no hope, that I just want to run away. But where can I run to? Maybe I'll do this and that, but nothing will help. And so on.
Thank you.
Only to get stronger in the group. That feeling inside, the knowing inside, that we must keep going in this despair together, even though it's difficult, and to try and try every time and keep going, then we'll reach a state that we'll all be despaired at the same time, in the same state, and that is wonderful. The complete despair. And then we will ascend from it.
Perhaps it's not for now, but you open up a lot of questions, because to come in this mutual despair, I need to share something of my inner work, or not?
No, those are additional questions, that's later on. I like speaking from the practical side of things. For now, let's advance in a way where each and every one overcomes his personal despair. Don't bring the others into despair. Don't incorporate in a mutual despair. There is no such thing yet. Wait, then we'll see. If we need it, we'll do it. If not, so no.
Николаев, Сочи.
I wanted to get more precise. If inside I'm despaired to a certain extent, in order to draw the others to it, so externally I demonstrate joy, participate actively in everything, but inside I'm in despair. Because in our world, I despaired means that I can't participate in the workshop, I can't wake up to the lesson.
You overcome yourself and show the friends that you're full of forces and hope and inspiration, and you keep going. And inside, you are in a struggle with your despair.
H10.
This matter of despair, I see that many friends are really running away when they say, let's say, doing a certain project in BB, and they're always being famous, and they get that they didn't do it for the Creator, they did it for their ego, and then they run away like a dog with his tail between his feet. How can you protect them so they don't run away?
Talk about it beforehand and speak about it between you, about these states that can happen and how we need to overcome it. Still, also talk about it.
Florida.
Thank you, Rav. All these powers at my disposal, if I exert all of these, what are these powers? Is this prayer that he's speaking about, these powers at my disposal?
I need to invest all my forces for advancement. What are in my hands, and if I see that it doesn't help me, so not to despair. But to understand that beyond all these forces, what am I going to discover? That I can do it for the sake of the heavens and not for myself. And then I can get forces from above, because I don't have spiritual forces to bestow. And I ask the Creator to give me forces to bestow that I want to work outside of me. Meaning that point of despair is very important. It's a passage a transition from working with my egoistic desires and working with the desires I receive from the Creator, the forces of bestowal. Try and establish that, and then you'll see how it works.
What are these forces that I'm given to work with? How do I know what I'm working with that will get me to despair?
No, I don't put a goal before me to reach despair. I put a goal before me to connect, to build a place to reveal the Creator in order to give Him contentment. I want to see before me a group that realizes the purpose of creation. That in the group, I'm not speaking about humanity, wars, and all kinds of other problems. I'm speaking about the group. We want to put together between us and the group such a framework that the Creator can hear reveal Himself. That's it.
So it's everything that I'm given that I see is towards connection. If I work towards that, then these are all the powers that I'm giving at my disposal.
Vaday.
Of course, what forces? And then when you reach despair, so the despair is the right kind. Yep. But you don't relate to the despair. You don't come near the despair. You come near the connection, and the despair comes on its own. If it comes.
Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. It seems like it is impossible to exert all the powers at my disposal. So I am wondering if I do misunderstand. Can you explain what is exactly to exert all power and how it's done?
We just need to work. Not to be wise, this work and that, not in half yes and half no. We just have to invest all our forces in the connection between us until we discover the Creator in the connection between us. That's it. That's it. And here, we have the women still. Well, let's ask the woman.
Moscow 8, is the prayer the awareness that the moment in the intellect of the nature of a person being opposite to the Creator?
Yes, very nice. Next.
Moscow 18, how is it correct throughout the day that how should the 10 work on these excerpts in order to come to the right prayer?
Just to want to connect between you, between us. Inside, to want without any corporeal discernments, men, women, and other discernments, more human, that we only want to connect in our desire. Before this world was created, before we descend from the spiritual worlds into the corporeal, we need to establish ourselves supposedly as belonging to a spiritual world where there is no difference in all the differences between us. But we are all, we will all incorporate in it in the upper force. And by this, We will end. Gilad, please end.
Yes, so our schedule for today, from 10 to 10.30 a.m. Israel time, a live broadcast with a guest. And from 10.30 to 11, program The World with Dr. Michael Lightman. And we'll conclude with a song.
Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long, 'cause we are all one. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long, 'cause we are all one. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, we're gonna dance all night long, 'cause we are all one, 'cause we are all one. Un mundo entero, una familia, vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Un mundo entero, una familia, vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long, 'cause we are all one, 'cause we are all one, 'cause we are all one, 'cause we are all separation in our hearts. There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. No hay nada que nos separe en nuestros corazones. Fuego no nos separa. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno.